I sat down on his tackle box and lit a cigarette. I vaguely recalled someone, Karen perhaps, saying no one had seen him around in quite a while. Well, this was where he'd been, since the trouble in the city, and of course since the day of the picnic, when he'd seen the suit. I vividly remembered the look on his face the moment he had seen it, the revulsion, the panic. I sighed, tossed the cigarette at the river. It hissed momentarily. I reached for his shoulder, damp from the dew like the rest of him, with some indefinite idea of taking him inside to get warm. But when my hand touched him, I drew my hand back quickly, as if to avoid contamination. The disgust welled up in me. I think I snarled. I took a few steps away, glanced out across the river, then back to the cookie. I shook my head. I shuddered. He had named Sanction well. That had been just what it was for a rich punk with too much money and not enough character. And he'd been awfully happy for a while. He had the project people there to supply sanity and straight lines, and Syntho, and then along had come a pack of gypsy refugees to provide just the right touch of slumming spice, the perfect cocktail party. But sooner or later, usually sooner, the next morning shows up full of energy and sunlight and memories of the real world. It kicks most people up off their asses, but Lewis, without anybody to drink with, he drank alone, at night, in the dew, away. He began to snore. I wanted to kick him. The idea of his just running away, with the city heating up and the project finally getting down to work. Hell, because of those things, he ran away. "You poor, dumb, drunken jerk," I said to him, and turned away for good. The funny thing about it, I thought as I walked back up the slope, or rather the unfunny thing about it, was that it sort of fitted. Lewis was, after all, the last piece this mess really needed. He had performed his function. If everything is to foul up, one must have a place for it. And Sanction was just the place.
"Everything all right, Mr. Crow?" asked the contralto as I passed the bridge. "Is Mr. Lewis okay?"
"Fine," I answered without turning. "If you like the type." I kept walking to the ramp and up it and into the dome. I was surprised that I felt suddenly better. Not good yet, not yet, and maybe not for a while to come, but better. Bad as it was, and bad as it was going to get, bad as I was going to get, I was no Lewis. And even better, maybe I was still Crow.